Near FM playing Outside by George Michael. And by the way, nobody wants to go outside today. Weather for the ducks, isn't it? Northside today, Johnny Holmes here. And now the countdown is on for Dublin Fingal by-election to fill the seat vacated by Claire Daly last May. It's expected to take place this month, most likely on the 29th. Senator James Riley, he's been selected as the Fine Gael candidate, and I'm now joined by his campaign manager, Councillor Tom O'Leary, to discuss all about the campaign. Good morning, Tom, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. On a wet day out here in Skerries.
Terrible, yeah, isn't it? And tomorrow's been lovely.
Yeah, sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
The week we had. First of all, Tom, is it true... Yeah. Is it true that it's difficult for parties in government to win by-elections? Why is this?
Yes, it is. Well, on track record, it is, yeah. I don't know the numbers. I have a number in my head of... Anyway, they said there was more than 30 by-elections. I think government have won two over many, many, many years. So it's a different scenario. Like out here in Dublin Fingal, we normally would have five people running, five seats. So in order to get into the Dáil, you would need approximately 16% of the vote. However, in the by-election, it's only one seat and you need more than 51% of the vote, so it's hard to achieve.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
That's one factor. And then sometimes the voters take the opportunity to give the government a slap on the wrist if they're a bit annoyed about various things. So it's kind of that picture. So it's down to the quality of the candidates and the list of the candidates who are running. So James is going today at 1:45 in the Dáil. Owen Murphy will move the writ for the four by-elections. So the whistle's going to be blown at 1:45 officially, and it's officially on then. So you can expect to see the posters up in different places. Maybe not today, it's a bit windy. Maybe tomorrow. And the campaign will start. So I don't know if you want to ask me some questions or shall I keep talking?
Well, actually, what are the main political issues that's going to be focused on in Senator Riley's campaign?
Well, out here in Dublin Fingal, James is campaigning on a couple of key issues, and you won't be surprised. Some of them are health, in keeping with his regular theme of bringing healthcare home or bringing healthcare closer to the people. So he's pushing very hard for a day hospital in Swords and for X-ray service in Balbriggan. I'll just deal with the X-ray service first. That's kind of an easy one. It's government policy. They did a pilot study in Mayo and Castlebar. It's flying there. It's working really well. The primary care centre linked to the hospital. It's in the same town, actually. So you would imagine, you'd say to yourself, why are they putting X-ray into a primary care centre in a town that has a hospital? Because it's convenient that you go to the doctor yourself, you can get your X-ray done in the same place. Look on at the GP, send you up to the room upstairs and get it done, and they're linked to the hospital. So the same will happen in Swords. It'll be linked to Beaumont Hospital. It's going very well in Athlone, where it's working. 8,000 X-rays were done last year, and it's going to go into Bray. So we're rolling this out slowly, and James is shouting for it for the big town of Balbriggan. On the day hospital in Swords, which it's a little bit hard for people to get their head around to explain this model, but I'll do my best. It's in for planning permission. It's got to stage one where the council have asked for more information and they expect to process the planning permission by Christmas. In other words, there'll be a decision. It's my opinion that the planning permission will be granted, but we'll wait and see what the planners say. And if that happens, the promoters of the hospital, who are originally from NHS in England, an Irish lady, tell me that they can build the hospital in a year. And in the hospital, they'll have 8 operating theatres. They'll obviously have X-ray and ultrasound. They're hoping to have GPs on site. 40 beds, maybe going to 80 beds. 500 people working in it. So, like, if you strip away all the details and just think 500 people working there, that's a lot of healthcare going on there. So the idea is, like many people say, oh, this is a private hospital. It's only for private patients, you know, and which is a normal thing to say. No is the answer to that. The promoters are determined that it will be open to, yes, private patients and public patients. And they're chatting to HSE formally and informally, trying to do a deal. Well, they can't do the deal until the hospital's up and built. But they want it open to the public, and they have a model ready and waiting to bring care out into the community, say in Swords and North Dublin. And their theory is to try and keep people out of Beaumont unless you really need to go. by bringing the care into the community. If say, there's a phrase to use, which is well known in the airline industry, and I'm not insulting anyone, but I'm going to use it anyway, frequent flyers. You know, you're a frequent user of the service, a frequent user of airplanes. But frequent flyers in health terms are sort of elderly people who have a lot of health difficulties, and they regularly end up in Beaumont where they probably shouldn't be unless they really need to be. So the hospital in Swords would attempt to look after them in Swords more regularly to keep them away from Beaumont where they should only have to go for something really serious, you know.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
Combined with working in the home, sending services out to the home, you know, sending nurses out to the home, sending, I forget what there's a service anyway that they can do in the home, intravenous antibiotics, yes. They can send, you know, when some elderly patients get down a bit and their system fails, they need sort of be boosted up again and get some antibiotics and other things. Well, that can be sent out to the home in conjunction with a hospital nearby. So it's going down very well in Swords, I'll tell you that. We're on the doors, we're everywhere. It's a model that's used in Scotland. As I said, the lady's from the NHS, so she has an NHS mindset of care. It's not all about making money, and it can be put up pretty quick. So we're hopeful that will proceed. But I'll tell you, James is determined to push it hard. He's working on a few other issues. We've 32-kilometre Fingal Greenway by Brigham to Sutton. The jigsaw of that is kind of in place, particularly from Newbridge to Main over to Malahide Castle. That's looking good for a planning permission. And then there's an interesting one here. It's an electric vehicle charging network. We have a pilot scheme in Fingal. We have a pole outside the council offices, a green metal electricity pole, with a car charging, electric vehicle car charging apparatus there. So the theory is, and the hope is, that we can roll this out all over Dublin City and County, and Fingal are the lead project managers on this. So James is very excited about that. If we can come up with suddenly, 500 or 1,000 locations in Dublin, all around Dublin City County, to charge your car, people may think of switching to electric vehicles, if the price drops to an affordable amount and they're confident they can charge their car. So the government have announced they'll fund, they'll take applications from county councils for 1,000 such charging points if councils come forward with, you know, applications. It's pushing the high-speed broadband out in rural Fingal. I know it's controversial, but it's very important in Fingal. I was out at the Seamus Ennis Centre, which is really important. It's already really popular out there. Tea and coffee and cultural and rural and music going on there. It's a building owned, a nice cottage owned by Fingal County Council. We own it and we maintain it, and it's leased out. And when you go in there, you can't get any signal, or the internet's very poor. So we've 800 farmers. There's 6, 8, 10,000 more people living out there, and they need normal high speed broadband. The kids need it for school. They need it for working at home, and the government are going to provide that when they sign the deal. Controversial deal. Is that it? Schools are an issue everywhere. And housing. Well, housing. A lot of good news in housing in Fingal, but we're suffering from, I don't know how to put this, growing pains, I suppose. We've a lot of land out here. We've applications going into Rush. There's one gone in recently for 162 houses. There's a bit of controversy over it. We have two applications gone into Lusk. One for 300-400, another for 150. We have plans for 800 up in Balbriggan on a land development agency site, i.e. a government council site for mixed development. Controversy over that. Just 200 going into Skerries. 1,000 going to be built, these are homes, houses, going to be built on lands in Ballymastone and Donabate owned by the council. Another 3,000 homes to come on other private lands. We have a new road going in there. But as you can imagine, the settled communities, people who live there, are, how will I put it, not fearful, but a little bit worried about suddenly this, you know, major upscale in house building. So there's meetings going on everywhere, naturally. People are looking for infrastructure, and, you know, this road isn't there, can't take it, or that road, and where are the schools, and all that sort of thing. So we're working our way through that, but there's going to be a lot of building done in Fingal. And then finally, this is a nice little one. The first affordable housing scheme in Fingal will start in Lusk 51 homes, full planning permission. Builder will be on site in February, March, probably. It's going to be built by the council, and it's for working people of a certain income, up to 50,000 single, up to 75,000 couple, and homes may be available there at 40% discount because the council owns site, there's no site cost, and the government have put in money for roads. So the idea is to just, you know, there's certain people who don't qualify for social housing but can't make it with the commercial mortgage people because the prices are too dear. They're caught in the middle there, that gap. So this affordable housing scheme is supposed to address that. We had a public meeting on it with James in Lusk. We had about 50, 60 people. The room was packed, standing room only. And there are people very interested in this. So it's the first one in Fingal, so we have to feel our way on it. But I'm pretty excited about this. I think this will go well. And for people who can't, like you mean, it was raised at the meeting. You know, I'm paying crazy rent, which is true. The rents are mad. It's off the wall. So they can't save a deposit. How are you going to look after me? Well, the scheme that would cater for people like that is what's called cost-based rental. You get a long lease, 25 years. The rent is kind of fixed. It won't go up very, very much, and it'll be discounted to the market down around maybe 1,000, 1,200, or pushing for less.
Okay. What are the senator's views in relation to public housing as against privatisation?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we want everything. The senator's views are we need everything. It's no either or. We want everything. So we want public housing. That's the last one I talked to you about there. That is public housing. It's built by council and land development agency and let out at long lease at low cost, or the affordable housing scheme I said there, and social housing, of course. We're building on 22 sites in Fingal.
We
need all those three. Oh, okay. And we need the private to come in. We need everything. There's different sectors, different people can pay different rates. We have to fix everything. It's not just one. It all has to come together. We need to build more social, 100% there. And he agrees with that. We do. We need to ramp up and build more and get moving on it. Everyone's frustrated. I'm really frustrated at the word SLOW. Everything is so slow. The red tape drives me bonkers.
No, I can imagine.
I have to be patient, and it's moving. I'm looking forward to the diggers getting into Lusk and starting construction there. And we are building in Fingal. We have done, and we will build more. I don't know if you want to talk to me about anything else.
I'll crack out one here for you, Tom, if you don't mind me asking this now. Why should Senator James Riley be voted above any of the other by-election candidates? I mean, what gives him the edge above the rest?
Excellent question. As the politicians say, Johnny. Yes, you're right. Why should they? He has long experience. He's been in a few ministries. He's been a TD for, I can't remember, it's at least 10 years, maybe 12. He's a doctor in the community, Dr. James Riley. So he's meeting people every day. He's an excellent advocate. He's living now in the Nall, out in the rural community, but he's lived and has his practice in Lusk for 30 plus years, and he's lived in other places, Rush as well. He's pushing hard on the school front. He's chairman of the board of St. Joseph's School in Rush, and they're going to build a new school there, long overdue. The school is jammed. There are serious waiting lists, and a site will be purchased. It's nearly done for a big new school there for 1,200 children in Rush. And James is leading that campaign. He was in with the minister yesterday talking about that and other schools in the area, in Skerries, for example, as well. With good news coming there, but look, there are queues in schools everywhere. A lot of schools built, but we need more quickly. So James is pushing hard on the school front. So he has great experience compared to the competition. Some of the competition don't have much experience, some very little. So he knows his way around government. He has the ability to get things done. And because he's a doctor in the community, he knows exactly what's going on because he faces the people every day across that GP desk. So I think he's an excellent candidate. I think his heart is in Fingal, where his family have lived for years and years and years. He actually grew up on a farm in Fingal, but people might know that when he was a young fella. So I think he's an excellent candidate. He still has the grow for the job. It's a tough job, as you know, because when you're in the public area, people come at you on different things, and it can be a bit difficult sometimes. Well, he's used to that, and I think he'd be an excellent representative for Fingal, for Swords and Malahide Park Marnock. Swords is going to boom, and we need someone experienced in there. We will get to Metro eventually, but Swords is going to hit 100,000 people, so we need an experienced politician in there to handle all the issues that will come forward with that positive growth, but the challenges that are going to arise.
Yes.
So, well, eventually we need a third level institution in there, a college of some sort, maybe linked to DCU, for example.
Yeah. Well, from all of us here at Near FM, we wish Senator James Riley every success in Dublin Fingal by election. And on another note, Tom, I believe you have some local issues yourself to tell us about for Skerries and Balbriggan. Tell us about the switching on of the lights party in Skerries. It's on the 1st of December, I believe.
Oh, yes, the Christmas lights, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, that's it's a great occasion.
Briefly.
The Skerries Chamber of Commerce organise the Christmas lights here every year. They're great. And I want to say hello to Kay Coleman, who is going through some health difficulties. She is a great driver for that project, and I wish her very well. Martin Scully and the team, anyway, are pushing on. It's a great sort of public occasion for the kids and everything, and it happens down at the church. So I'm really looking forward to that in Skerries. We're going to have a harbour report shortly and a report on the tower up at Red Island, which is a round tower, the polyconic round tower. We might have 200,000 visitors coming to Skerries, with that being the lead tower to tell the story of the 28 towers all around Dublin and Ireland. And we were trying to keep Mr. Napoleon out. So that's a great tourist attraction.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay with that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sorry for I was just laughing.
Skerries Mills. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, when you mentioned the pirates.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough.
Yeah. Actually, another note, Minister Ring, he's approved €100,000 funding for a new playground in Lochshinney. That's great news,
that's
isn't it?
Right. It is great news, and the people in Lochshinney are looking forward to it. The application was, this is an unusual one, the application was made in advance, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to lock down the site. So we appear to have the money, but we haven't chosen the site. Well, sure, that's great news now. I'll have to start a little campaign down in Lochshinney asking people, where would you like this playground to go? I know there was some chat about the harbour. I'm not sure if there's room on the soccer pitch or if it'll be allowed there. But the money is granted, so we need to allocate a site, agree a site, get the plan done, and get the thing built. It's a beautiful village, actually. It's a great spot. It's really nice to go to. And a lot of people just, you know, visit it to get away from the hustle and bustle of all the other towns. Lovely harbour area down there. Could do a little restaurant or a little cafe bar down at the harbour, if anyone's listening. And on that front, there are shops available in Lusk, in the new town centre. We need more cafes in Lusk. So if anyone has any cafe ideas out there, I know somebody from Lusk, a chef, came up to me. Go and have a look at the website. Check out Lusk for shops. The Lidl will be there, and 8 or 10 shops, including cafes. So we've only got one cafe in Lusk. We need more. So if anybody out there has an idea like that, have a go at it. I'd encourage you.
Excellent.
I have more. Okay.
Yeah, excellent. And there's also news about a newly approved project at Skerries Point Shopping Centre. Would that
be right?
That's right. Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, I assisted the proposers of that. This is an interesting one now. It's a bit unusual. Right, this is a company that fit out large premises. So in Dublin, the last job they did was called HubSpot. It's an IT company. They do, you know, like Google, Yahoo, any of the big names you can think. When they get a building, this company goes in and fits out the building. And, you know, so the last project was for 1,000 jobs. They fitted the building out. So they're moving to Skerries because the original founders are from Skerries. So, but this is the interesting bit. There was two interesting bits. There will be an event space there where 120 people can meet and, you know, people can give presentations. That's for business. But he's going to make it available for the community. So that's brilliant. We have a new facility like that. Well, this is the bit that really interests me. He's going to offer free space for 3 to 6 months for new companies that may come into Ireland that want to locate here, and they send a little team in, like 1, 2, 3 people, to check out where will they go and where will they locate. This is a regular thing, by the way. BT as in telecom, went into REG US, Regis offices, who let out offices at a week at a time or a month. They sent in 2, 3 people, and a year later, it was 200 people in a location. So what am I thinking? I'm thinking, well, we're going to have these foreign direct investment companies parked up in Kelly's Bay and Skerries, and hopefully they'll pick Fingal as a location. Maybe go to Balbriggan, maybe go to Swords, maybe go to Dublin 15 to locate their companies rather than all heading into the city. So I have to commend the young man and his company for taking the unusual step to locate in Skerries rather than always being in Dublin, you know. So it's a great location. It's beside the train track. You can go north, you can go south. So people can come out, people can go into the city. So I think it's an interesting outside-the-box project.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to see how it works.
Absolutely.
But we need more of that in Fingal.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Tom, I'm really sorry, but time has caught up with us and we have to leave it at that.
All right.
And thanks again for joining us today. It's always a pleasure talking with you, I have to say. And all
and
the very best
to you.
And
you too, Johnny.
Ah, thanks, Tom.
All right.
All the very best. Talk soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, that was Councillor Tom O'Reilly, Fine Gael, talking about Senator James Riley's Dublin Fingal by-election campaign. And he also spoke about a number of local issues for Ballbriggan and Skerries.